You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Mikey.
And we're your hosts of the Black Woman in Marriage Podcast. This is episode 77, What a Year.
What a year.
Before we get into the usual, I wanted to say two things. One, have corrections. So the love story I read last month, I mean, oh Lord Jesus, last episode, said DeKalb County, but it was DeKalb County in Chicago.
Because that's a thing, I guess.
I guess. Because I was like, a lot of these places aren't sounding familiar here in Atlanta.
I love you so much.
And then I looked back at the article and like scrolled to the bottom and the newspaper thing was from Chicago. So that's my correction there. And two, babe, I wanted to apologize to you because I felt like I was cutting you off a lot. I don't know. I have no clue why.
You must have had a lot of thoughts on stuff.
No, but it was your lead.
I don't remember that.
So I apologize. The first time around when listened, I didn't feel that way. But the second time around editing, I was like, damn, Randy, shut the fuck up. So I'm sorry.
But I like when you talk.
Okay.
Also, I forgive you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
And also, the third thing was, you never got to tell your college attraction story. Did you want to clarify?
It wasn't deep. I literally told you.
Deep to me then. Go ahead.
There's this girl that I think is really pretty on campus.
Yeah.
I was like, she's really pretty. You'd like her. Like, you think she was pretty.
That ain't what you
said. And that set you off.
Because, like I said in the last episode, I don't want to hear about no pretty girls when you still dealing with this ex.
But it has
we can talk about pretty
with...
girls after you close that chapter.
Can we?
Yes.
Okay, so I've seen that girl recently.
Wait, did
she's
you?
Still, yeah, I follow everybody. Well, most of the people I'm still cool with in college.
You work with Instagram. Her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Right? At the gym? At the thing? At the place?
No, she worked for like the housing for my apartment that I was staying at.
Babe, I don't know. I'm
but I saw her at the gym. You're thinking about somebody different, and I wasn't talking about her. Love her to death. Love her to death, but that is not who I was talking about.
You were talking about
girl,
that,
do you know how much you remind me of my sister?
Oh, I am talking about somebody else.
You
okay,
are
sorry. About
somebody.
So you follow her?
Yeah.
And vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay. See, look at me. I'm so mature. I'm so evolved.
I love you so much. I love you so
but
much.
But I hate how you just dropped that. Like, you was
because
just.
Because I started following this person on Instagram when I first had Instagram in college.
That's fine.
Still following these people.
Well, babe, I don't go through your followers because we have two different circles.
Yeah, because that makes no sense. But yeah, I have my West Georgia circle. Just don't include that ex that you did not want me to have any contact with.
First of all, you had the no ex rule.
Yeah.
And so that.
Randy, my point still stands. It was somebody that you didn't want me to talk to. It's also somebody that I didn't want to talk to anymore. So I obviously removed them. I'm just making the point that I still have a circle of people who I follow.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not one of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm. You were apologizing about?
And you've been a dick now, so never mind. No, I love you. And I apologize that you didn't get that story off. But that was what that was.
I love you too. No hard feelings.
Mm. All right, so this is episode 77. What a year. We still miss y'all. We're happy to be back.
Woo!
Like we said last time. Babe, you want to take that? Since
no.
I did that last time. Yeah, actually, I'm leading, so you take it. Go ahead.
That's the part that you... I love you. We miss y'all, and we're excited to be back to close out this year strong. In upcoming episodes, we plan to update y'all about major changes that are happening in 2020 with this podcast. So, you know, stay tuned, obviously. We want to engage more in a way that we haven't been able to previously because of life. Because as y'all know, it's been a year.
Yeah.
And if you were unaware, this episode's going to kind of gloss over it for you. We have some desires and some goals for this podcast that we've set. And I don't know. I'm really excited about it. Like events, giveaways. We're being vague, obviously, because there are things that are in the works. But we want you to know that we still continue to plan. We still continue to pod. Like the podcast ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
We just want to focus on being smarter podcasters and more connected spouses because this is a very real relationship.
Yeah, it is.
That I actually like. So I have to maintain.
He follows me on Instagram.
I followed you first.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, babe. Don't look at me like that.
No. Do we have a problem?
No, baby. We really don't. But one thing
I know, but I'm teasing. It would be funny to dive in on this.
It'd be so funny that this would be the thing.
It would be.
This is so small in comparison to everything.
Mm-hmm. But you know how much I love you?
I do.
I like all of your pictures.
Mikey,
I ain't double tapped on none of hers.
Mikey, I don't even know who this girl is. You have to show me.
I don't double tap on nobody, nothing.
You have to show me afterwards.
Okay.
Because I can't even remember what this girl looked like.
Okay.
One thing you forgot to mention, I forgot to mention, but one thing we hadn't said again was we are moving to seasons next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited about what that means.
You will get details, like I said, in an upcoming episode about what that actually looks like.
Yeah. So, all right. So we don't have an email or a voicemail this time around.
Nope.
Because as y'all know, we were on break and a lot of our feedback came from relationship horror stories. And yeah.
So we are going to just jump into it.
Yeah.
But before we do, open call to action. Make sure you check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Rate us. 5 stars only, please.
5 stars only, please.
Or else. Follow us on social media. On Instagram, what are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapmans. Mikey keeps saying he getting back over there, but we all know what that story is, and we are rooting for him.
I don't think that's where you were going with that originally, but okay.
I'm trying to stop living in the past.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Again, that's 770-750-4098.
And your voicemail could be featured on future episodes, like this one that we're not going to do.
Right.
Until the end of this episode.
Yes, we do have a voicemail for y'all, but just not right now. All right, y'all, we're going to get into this episode, and we hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Been a father since I was a toddler. I would teach a mother father. And we're back. I just got a whole crash course. Oh, Mikey's West Georgia college experience.
So things have been cleared up.
Yeah.
Randy now understands
I've got faces back to, like, not mixed up no more because I was thinking about
so proud of you.
A slow people. But anyway, we've got that figured out. This is episode 77. What a year.
What a year.
This episode is brought to you by nobody. It's just going to be full of content. So in this episode, we're going to talk about our marriage in review as we wrap up this year. We thought it would be best to talk about what we've been through, like overall, and not mm-hmm. like necessarily be redundant, but basically just check in. So this is another relationship check-in, but for the year.
And we have not done a relationship check-in, if anyone is curious, since episode 26.
Oh, okay. You knew that.
I'd be prepared, my name.
Look at you.
We here.
I didn't even know. I just knew that it was an episode. Look at you, babe. So it's been a while.
Yes.
Obviously, this is episode 77. And you put, it's been a while. Look, but we'll be having look, one of our... Yeah, Mikey was on it today. He was on it today. But yeah, so that's basically what we're doing. We're going to look at our marriage, everything we've been through over this year in a very vague sense, and then bring it back in and talk about our relationship through our relationship check-in. And we'll wrap it up with the fight or flight and end it off with some always appreciated PDA. But before we get into it, y'all know that we do a love story and it's Mikey's go. So babe, what you got?
All right. Well, this love story was based on a love story from Humans of New York.
Humans of New York.
Okay. Yeah, but I found it on a different website and I am going to make y'all sad real quick.
Oh, God.
I do not have the names, but the story was narrated by a third person from the perspective of the husband.
Okay.
So it goes like this. It's an elderly couple.
Okay.
I was 19. She was 16. Our dates were normally on Sunday. We didn't do much of anything. We were conservative. I was a farmer. We weren't those swinging type people.
Oh, no.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't know either, sir.
But every date was a little more cuddly. Then she took me to her senior prom. It was just 10 miles from here in Richmond. I was the only one there without a tuxedo. All those city folk didn't know what to make of me. I can't tell you when we fell in love. I can't even tell you when I asked her to marry me. It was just natural. I think we were just sitting in a car and I gave her a ring. I don't have many big moments to share. We were simple people. Those were all happy days.
Oh, no. I mean, yes. I'm happy. Okay, go ahead.
We celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary in Branson, Missouri. On the drive home, she kept telling me that we were going the wrong way. She was very insistent. I didn't fight her. I kept letting her turn around because I knew that eventually we hit the main road back to Michigan. I knew then. Her father had dementia, and so did his father. So I knew this was happening soon. Soon she started forgetting names. When it started getting really bad, she wanted to walk away. She was always trying to leave the house. I'd have to lie in front of the door and keep her from going. One morning I woke up and I couldn't find her. I freaked out. Where did she go? Where did she go? I ran outside and it was totally dark. Down the road there was a street light and I could barely see her crossing the road. I ran and I got her, but she fought me. She didn't want to come back home.
Oh, oh no.
I miss that we can't go out and dance or visit the people or visit other people. We used to volunteer at the senior center every Wednesday. She played the piano and I turned the pages for her. The hymns were some of the last things she remembered. Music was her life. But one day she wouldn't play anymore. And I told the staff that they need to find somebody else. So we stay here now. But I don't see this as a curse. It's an honor. This is what the Lord has given me to do. She has served this family her entire life and now it's my turn to serve her. I might not have her mentally, but I have her. I can still make her smile. I can make bubbly noises and blow on her, and she'll smile. Every morning we'll sit in this chair, and we'll cuddle until noon. I rock this lady more than I rock my grandchildren. She likes to slip her hand under my shirt to feel my skin, and she still likes to kiss. Every once in a while, she'll reach up and give me a kiss. Sometimes she starts yakking. She doesn't actually say words, and it doesn't make any sense, but I never tell her to be quiet, because it's better than nothing at all. And then after that is a picture of her hand in his shirt.
Why are you doing this to me? And what are you trying to get at, sir?
Story ends with, we salute the love and wish them well.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
How so old are they now? So the reason why,
I will find like details of it, but the story just, I don't know. I got all sappy.
You said that you're like, baby, it's a sad one.
This is a sad story.
When he told me that he found his story.
We've talked multiple times and we brought up, like, you know, how do you handle your partner having dementia and
forgetting?
Because we talk a lot, because we're dying together, which we, you know, we are very open about. Like, this is forever. This is a gang. Yes. We chose this life. And your memory been slipping. And, like, we've been joking about it. I know it's because you're tired. Follow me with the kind-hearted thing that I'm doing.
And then
right
I'll
now.
Clarify for
thing.
Y'all. Go ahead.
But I don't know. I respected it. I was like, I think that is such an honorable thing.
Yeah.
While it is sad to, like, not have your partner mentally, that's big.
Yeah.
He's like, she's still here. And again, there is a picture of them. And she's just laying on him with her hand in the shirt. And I would love that. Like, you know, you still remember me if this is what we do. And you love putting your hand under my shirt. Basically.
Touch your little booty.
I don't know. It was like, after 50 years of marriage, people can still be together. People can still work with what they have. And we've been seeing a lot of sad stories, seeing a lot of divorces, splits.
Yeah.
Because the world is what it
Especially
is.
Especially those are, like, surprising. Like, Niecy Nash.
I'm not divorce? Surprised by anybody in the church who gets a divorce.
They're in the church?
I think her husband was a pastor.
Oh. We should know more,
and
but I don't
specify,
know.
I mean, people, I don't even know how to describe this. There are certain people that I came across because we live in the South who are, like, real heavy in church and are actively cheating every day. This is not to say that everyone who actively attends their church
are cheaters.
Are hypocrites or anything like that. I'm just never surprised. That's just my own skepticism.
I think I was because they just done a Black Love Dog interview. And so I always expect those couples to stay together because it's like, by the time I'm on somebody's TV, ain't no breaking up. Ain't no breaking up. People that saw us together, that's how it's going
to
be. No,
that's the main place to break up.
That's how it's going to stay.
That's where you're supposed to break up. Imagine if people saw us break up on TV.
No breaking up.
You had mad niggas in your DMs.
But after we do it, after we're on a whole documentary, we're being put out to the people with advice and inspiration.
If you have made it to that level and now your breakup is publicized, imagine how many people would be on you. One, they know that you nasty because they're gonna listen to 70 plus episodes of you being gross. They know that you're capable of being loyal, that you ain't got no STDs. And that's really like bare minimum. That's all you need out here.
All I'm saying is, after somebody to see me, we just gonna stay together. You can stay down the hall. That's what Jada used to say, Jada Pinkett. Mm-hmm. Ain't no divorce.
I ain't staying down the hall either. I ain't about to be a prisoner in my own complex.
You ain't about to be in my bed.
What you mean? You ain't about to be in my bed.
Anyway, God, it's going to be so difficult to edit.
But that's my love story.
Thank you, babe. It was sad, but it was good.
Basically, you could stay together after 50 years.
Yes.
That's what I got.
And to clarify, y'all, I'm okay, but I am exhausted. I think it's more sleep. Yeah. And because
I do not think my wife has dementia.
Yeah, and it's like little stuff. It's like, where's my phone? But I'm remembering like facts and stuff. This job is a different type of mental work. Mm-hmm. And I haven't worked in this way in 16 months. And so it's just, I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
Taxing.
And we have a 9-month-old in a marriage. So it's a lot, but I'm okay. I had my checkup at the doctor. She was like, girl.
They didn't do a CAT scan.
Mikey, what?
Isn't that a brain scan?
She told me to take some vitamins. Drink my water. Not to minimize it, more just like, you're tired. You're a new mom. Like, get your life. Okay. So, to our main topic, a year in review.
Whew.
So, basically, after a big move, childbirth, job loss, job gains, debt, checks, struggle, triumphs, we realized we should probably talk about this wild shit.
We should.
And check in.
Like, people have listened on up until this point, so you've kind of been, like, following us during.
Yeah.
But we talked a lot about this in our earlier episodes. Like, people will go through shit, and then when they get to the end, they'll talk about how great everything is, and they'll kind of talk about where they were from, like, a better position.
Yeah.
And it's great that you are able to, like, pass these lessons down now that you've been through it. But some people need to hear these things while they're going through it, which is kind of also what we did this podcast for.
Right. And because we were in it, we didn't really process a lot. As y'all have heard, there wasn't really time to sit and like wallow. Like, I think the only time we really took the time to be like, oh, this sucks or this is sad was when we were recording. Mm-hmm. But like in real life, like outside of the mic and the platform, we just was like grinding it out. And now that things have kind of mellowed out,
and hindsight being 2020,
we literally 2020. We
wordplay.
Thank you. Yes, that's I know, it was good.
You're so cute.
Thank you. We just realized that we need to do a check in. Yeah. So
also, we haven't done a check in with each other since we did that one.
Yeah, we really haven't done a check in.
I think we may have tried one in the summer. It just,
we didn't have a check in.
We've been busy.
We have not.
It's on it.
Is it?
It's fine. The struggle month.
So what happened this year? We can just take turns. Maybe take December.
All right. So in December of 2018, we were to this date getting ready to move. We were mid-construction.
Yeah.
And I think we were supposed to move in by the 18th.
And we moved in after Christmas.
Yep.
Yep. January.
Randy was... Hold on.
Sorry.
How many months pregnant?
You put this...
No, I'm sorry. At the
how
time.
How many months pregnant?
You were 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
In December of 18, during the move-in.
No, I was 10 months pregnant. She was due in February.
She was. Oh, my child.
No, I wasn't 10 months.
That doesn't make any sense. You weren't 9 months either.
Jesus,
I can't do
math. Christ, we can't.
Ooh, we both
count. Editing that out.
No, I was 6 months.
Was I just 6?
You were either 6 or 7 months pregnant. Yes, yeah. Because she was born in March. Let me just do math backwards.
We're counting like she's like you pregnant for a year.
Because
I was. Okay.
Pregnant, middle of construction on this new basement we're about to be moving into.
third trimester. It was.
Yep.
We should have episodes by these things because we did an episode about this.
Good times.
The Batcave. Yeah. Go back and listen to that one. That was December.
January, what happened?
Mikey's program, his software engineering program, Perscola's, moved up from April to February.
I actually had the interview in December, the month before.
Yes, he did.
They was like, yeah, we'll be starting in April. I was like, okay, so we're like, that gave me some time from January, February, and March to save some checks.
You can be a father. You can be home.
Yep.
He could be at his job.
Good times.
Then they let us know in January that it would actually start in February.
In a couple weeks.
So
February rolled around. I quit my job and then a couple days later started this program.
Yep.
And then started debt.
Then started the debt.
We were expecting Drew that month. She was supposed to be born on the 28th.
Yep.
And then March happened. What happened in March?
Drew was born after 38 hours.
Woo!
She is born via C-section. With 3 knots in the cord and a dislocated knee. But she is healthy and happy with a head full of hair. And she latches perfectly. That's all I cared about. Plus, dead. Just dead.
She was the most beautiful baby with a backwards leg.
Yes. She's great.
Which took us into April.
Yes.
Our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah. What did we do? I don't even know.
We celebrated with debt. I don't remember doing
anything. Did we go somewhere? No, we had a 1-month-old. We didn't do anything. I think you cooked zucchini fries and chicken tenders.
That sounds right.
And I ate them and nursed. Like that was.
I kind of want to hug you.
You didn't drive that night, but you had to drive the next day because you didn't drive because you were intentional about like just being home for the anniversary.
I feel like we did something.
Baby, we didn't do anything.
Probably not. That was April.
May, we were just really surviving.
Surviving.
Head down, running a podcast.
Debt increased.
Debt increases because y'all knew about, you know.
We borrowed money.
And then,
which was like holding us over for a little bit, and it wasn't enough.
Then it stopped coming.
Yep. And so we had to find a way to borrow more money, which took us into June. And that took us deeper into debt.
Yeah. Just surviving. Now we owe people.
July. What happened?
Mikey graduates from the program.
Woo.
Drew is 3 months, four months?
Yep.
And we
dove even deeper into debt.
And it isn't like debt like accumulating in terms of we're borrowing money, but like
it's just
interest.
That we weren't employed. Like,
because you can't pay anything. It's just gonna sit there and increase. So we weren't spending or borrowing at this point. It was just like we can't do nothing.
It was just Lyft.
It was.
God.
It was just Lyft. Somebody
August
driving
happened. What happened in August?
That's you.
Oh. So Drew started daycare.
August 5th.
Which was great.
Yeah, it was.
And terrible at the same time.
Because you pay weekly.
And we also hadn't let her stay with strangers.
Yeah. That we did an episode about that.
We did a mini episode about that. So that may be made to the public.
Soon. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But Mikey took her first day of daycare really difficult.
Yeah, Randy struggled with that.
Mikey, don't
me,
lie.
On the other hand,
don't
if
lie.
You wasn't on Patreon, then you're
lie.
Just going to take my word for
Mikey
it.
Cried.
I was a thug. I was straight.
He cried. I was fine
I
because at
crying.
This point, Drew was 5 months and I've had her at
oh,
home.
Oh, yeah. I had allergies that day. I remember that very clearly.
Anyway.
So Drew started daycare.
August 5th. Mikey took it very hard. But it's okay.
Randy turned 27.
I did.
Woo. I got a job.
You did not. I keep telling you to move up to September.
That was in August.
No, it wasn't.
I started there right before your birthday. On August 18th, I started at the...
On campus?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that didn't really do any much? Okay, go ahead. Yes.
But I did. I got a job.
He got a job on campus.
I had a nice... My first intro job.
And he didn't have to drive for a day.
I didn't.
Like, a day got knocked off of him driving.
Which was great, but it took us our deepest into debt.
Why do you keep putting debt there?
Because that was important to note.
But we weren't.
At August, we were our deepest. Ever since then, we've been climbing up.
Was it?
Yep.
Maybe I blacked that part
you
out.
Did?
Go ahead. Oh, it's my turn. So
September.
In September, Mikey completely retires from Lyft because he got another job with the same company.
But a bigger job with a contract that actually allowed us to breathe.
Yeah, and see each other.
And start paying back some of that debt.
Yeah.
Immediately. It was great.
I got an interview.
Randy had her interview for something that may have been happening later that year.
And in October.
What happened?
It's your turn, Mike.
Oh. October, Randy got a job.
I did.
And I also think that was the month that I received my 1,000-ride Lyft jacket, which was just funny.
Yeah. Lyft sent his he actually at this point had 1,500 rides. That was, 1,100 rides. Way over. He was over 1,000 rides, but you get a jacket from Lyft once you hit 1,000.
Which I did a long time ago, and they were supposed to fulfill it. And then
he had like 1,500 by the time he got the jacket.
Yeah.
But you know. But you know. All right. And in November.
That took us into November. We took a podcast break.
Yep.
Which gave us some time to work on our 2020 plans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some time for us to really. We had like some hearts to hearts. Very serious conversations about what we want to do. And some opportunities presented themselves. And me and Randy both came to the conclusion that we want to do this.
Do what? You're being great.
Podcast.
Oh, yes.
We want a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. So, smarter in a healthier way, because we haven't really been healthy, but that's another episode.
You'll
December
find out.
2019 is the end of season one, which is symbolic in so many ways. Mm. This season has been 70 plus episodes, or by the time it's over 80 plus episodes, not including many episodes on Patreon, but it's been a long season.
Yeah, but we haven't yielded. And as you can see,
we are not dead. Come on, Black Panther. Yeah, so December is the end of season one. And so today we are going to do a relationship check-in, and we're going to rate the subjects on a scale of 1 to 5 and talk about what we can do to improve and why we rated them this way. If you remember from episode 26, like Mikey mentioned, relationship check-in includes asking each other about sex, money, communication, Drew, vacation, and the podcast.
The things that are most important to us or are bigger parts of our marriage.
Right.
Take these subjects and we rate them on a scale of 1 to 5, and we talk about why we gave it that number.
I just said that.
Yeah. I'll just.
I'm reiterating. Yeah. I thought, oh, okay. Well. New Year's resolution. We're going to do, also going to do one New Year's resolution for our marriage each.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a resolution person. I used to be. Then I realized.
We can call it something else.
No. I'm fine with this for our marriage. Okay. In terms of resolution, in terms of individually, because you don't usually tend to do your resolutions. I started setting intentions, and Mikey did too, or like words for the year.
So we can call them New Year's intentions.
Okay.
Sorry, intentions for the new year.
Yes, one
done.
Each. So yeah, so, okay, babe, you tell me everything you've rated. Wait, how did we do this last time?
We go, so you have to actually pick which one you want to start with because you're leading.
Start from the beginning,
so
sex.
We don't have to.
Sex.
You can start with the, okay, so we're starting with sex.
How did you rate sex?
I rated sex. On a scale of 1 to 5, mm-hmm. I gave it a 3.
Me too.
Why did you give it a 3?
Why did you give it a 3?
I gave it a 3 because this year you had just had a child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were both not feeling our most attractive at times. It was hard for us to really find time to do it. We were struggling with so many other things that it just didn't happen as frequently as I would have liked, obviously. But I gave it a 3 because when we do, it's just always great because sex.
Okay. I gave it a 3 because, like you said, I just had a baby. I was postpartum, C-section. That's a different type of healing. And then you weren't home. Hard to have sex when your spouse is never
not
here.
Not present.
But I did give it a 3 because sex is amping back up, and it's
mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, so good.
The last couple months have kind of made this.
It's so good.
If we had 2 more months, it'd be a 5.
It's so good. So yeah, there's an indie coming about this.
You're
but
welcome.
It's been really good. So I gave it a 3 because I felt like a 3 summed up
the year.
The year.
The year.
Yes.
Which I know is a big ask, but that makes the most sense.
Yeah. All right.
All right. How can we improve it?
Well,
how would you like to in the new year?
Well, it's my intention. That's my one intention.
Okay.
It's a literally.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. So then so we can skip that. Well, I personally just want to do more to make you. There was something I read. Unorthodox foreplay.
Okay.
There was something I read about how foreplay is supposed to be like an everyday thing. Like from the moment you woke up to the moment we had sex, I should have been doing things to like.
Make me want to have sex?
Yes. But like, not with that being my sole intention, but it just kind of shows a different type of like love towards you. Like, I don't know. Like some things I do already, like if you cared, I woke up and I washed the dishes for you immediately.
Yeah.
And so like you were like, oh, like, you know, like already just kind of warming
you like
up.
Kind of like focus.
Yes.
Like planning little things around me mm-hmm. all day.
Yeah.
To, get me focused.
Basically.
Get me, what's the word?
Right. Wet.
No.
Hot.
No.
Loose.
That's not the word that I was trying to find. Sorry. Get me pit pocketed.
Oh, yeah. Get you robbed. I'm trying to rob
no,
you.
No, but like with my consent.
Got you. Yes. Consensually.
Consensually rob me.
Of what? I want you to say it because it's also just funnier that way.
Of sex? No, that's supposed not to say good. The
it's cool.
This isn't good. I see what you're saying.
So yes.
Not in a harmful way, but like in a more intentional, unorthodox way.
You're like, I just want you to be aware that I'm into you at all times. So that you'd be like, all right.
Yeah, I get it.
Because then it'd be like today where you just kind of threw it at me. Good times.
Do you think that's throwing it at you?
I do. I think that being approached and being told, hey, I want to give you this, is throwing it at me.
Okay. I'm not going to take that away.
You don't think that it was?
I don't know. Yes.
That may not have been your intention, I'm saying like it was really nice to be like, ooh, hey, I want you. And trying to give you this. What's up?
Your daughter's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Quickie. Now. Which yes? That was throwing it at you.
Yes. Did you not think it was?
No, I do.
Okay.
What? Nothing.
No, what?
It's just weird.
Why is it weird?
It's not weird. It's not the word I'm trying to use, Lord. That's not the language I want to use. I'm happy that you think that I was throwing that. That's what you felt.
What did you want me to think?
I just wanted you, but that's what you're saying.
Yes.
This is where this awkwardness comes in. I'm like, nigga, just I wanted you, but you're like throwing it at you.
That's showing want.
Yes.
Yes. We just did a whole flirt episode. Please go back and listen to the last episode to make this make more sense to you.
No, like I did. I was like, okay, I can't sleep. I can't take a nap. I really need to have sex.
I'm going to throw it at him.
So I went to you and I said, hey, babe. And you did. You was like, oh, okay, well.
Exactly. I love you.
I think because throwing that, it makes it sound much more. I don't think I was sexy in this moment.
It was.
You make it sound like it was sexy.
It was.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't feel sexy doing it. I was just like, it wasn't my intention to be sexy.
It may not have been. That was your impact.
Get some.
Which is sexy. Are you not listening to
me? I am.
Fine. What's the next subject? You don't have to go in order.
Okay, so you don't want me going in order.
I'm saying you don't have to. Vacation. I just put it that way. Oh, vacation. All right. So again, this is on a scale of 1 to 5. I gave it a 1.
I gave it a 2.
Okay. Why'd you say 2?
Because we are going to New York. And I didn't want to take away from the fact that we have been like intentionally planning on this trip. And this is like really serious for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to tell some people know about some things because we are going to New York. You know, I'm saving up PTO. I was sick last week. But I ain't taking no time because we are going to New York. Like, it's a 2. No?
Yeah. No,
I appreciate
it. Road tripping
with the baby. I'm really nervous. That's a whole nother episode. But
well, I put 1 because we hadn't gone anywhere yet. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I feel like we missed out on some opportunities to do some stuff because of money, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
But it was always very important to me, especially when we started a family, that we like go places, we see things.
Yeah.
And, you know, this year just hasn't been. It hasn't really given us a space to do any of that. I think certain relationships just have some things that are priorities. Some people, having a nice car is more important than having a nice house.
Yeah.
Having an apartment and somebody else take care of it is more important than having land.
Yeah.
Like, different people have different priorities. Mine is experiences with you and Drew.
Yeah.
Our longest trip was to Beaufort.
Well, it's to UGA. Athens.
Our longest trip. I ain't go to UGA.
Me and Drew.
I'm saying I wasn't part of that
her.
Trip.
I thought you said her longest trip. Yeah. Not yours. Not ours.
Ours as a family.
Yeah, as a beaver.
We will talk about this in detail. But, you know, the trip to New York is something that I'm really excited to do. And I'm really excited to show Drew some stuff. I'm excited to take you on a hot date, planning some stuff.
Are you?
Yeah. So that's going to be great. It'll be great to show her something different.
It'd be nice. We haven't been to New York. I used to go to New York every year in college with Mike for Christmas.
Good times.
And there are like so many memories there, and I love it. Love to visit. Will not live there, which I've made very clear. But
only because you haven't spent some time up there in the summer. That's all right. You're going to spend like 2-3 months up there one summer.
It'll 2-3 months? The summer in New York?
Yeah.
I heard it gets hot. Hotter than Georgia.
It does. It gets nice, though. Summer in the city is beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Money.
Ooh.
What?
How do we plan on improving on that in the new year?
I think we need to be flexible about what we consider vacations and like family time. So like vacations don't always have to mean leaving the city or leaving the state, but it can mean going to conferences together. Like we haven't done anything new. Like we haven't done anything.
100% agree.
Like yoga together. We were supposed to go get pedicures. So I don't know if you want me to put your stuff out there, but
no,
like,
I'm fine with it.
Or like going to the spas.
Staycations like, is still a vacation, like but there have been things in it. She hasn't been to certain places.
Yeah, she's been to Sky Zone or like. You know, like, I think we have to just be more flexible than we can, but we were so bent on things being how we wanted them to be this year for lots of reasons, because we were so deprived and, like, so sad that we just didn't, and we didn't have no money. So, like, we just didn't do anything. But Drew's godfather take us out. You know, we go out every 2 weeks, and it'd be free stuff. Like, we've been more art museums this year than I've been in my whole life. Because, so uncultured. Because they find these free museums and we go and we like talking, we look at art, like, or books, you know, like, so we have to be more flexible. So that's how I think we should improve next year.
I agree.
Do something once a month as a family, just us three. And I obviously like keep up our dates with Jeff and Logan.
But also I want to go.
I mean, yes, but we will do that. But like, I
think we have a cruise planned for next year.
And oh yeah, family cruise.
Another thing.
And we're going to let y'all know about that so we can all be there.
And I would like to probably put something together for the listeners, too. That's all right. We're going to work on
something.
He
really wants to do a retreat.
Oh, we going somewhere, y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Next one.
Money.
All right. What did you put for money?
I put one.
Oh, I put negative one. No, I put dash one. I put one. Because zero wasn't an option.
It's not. I'm really ashamed. And I'm trying to get out of my shame, which is what I've talked to you about. Millions of times. We've met with a financial planner. She has us combining all our bills and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and I always try to like lessen the blow before I say what it is. It's not like we buy shoes or do crazy stuff with our money. We're not.
I haven't splurged since 2012.
We don't do anything because we don't have anything, but my shame comes from this inability to pay. And that costs money. Like that. And I didn't, and if I had known that, in college, when I'm taking out this credit card, I think I'm just going to sit in the freezer, you know. And thankfully, it wasn't no huge amounts. I never took the big
Randy's
old...
Randy's debt.
Shut up.
We could talk about it, sis.
It's something that's not... It's not... He thinks my... I mean, it's small, but it's still debt.
I'm saying, yes, comparatively, Isadora. I'm not trying to compare struggle. You know, a struggle is still a struggle. It's just that.
I think being $1,000 in debt is stupid. And it's debt. And okay. I haven't been able to pay off that.
That's just because we weren't making it. I agree.
That's what I'm
saying.
Because it's invisible. No. So that's what that shame.
That sucks. It does. I just feel like $15,000.
Like, I don't think college counts.
Crippling. I ain't talking about, I did not include any college.
What are you talking about?
Me alone? I think I'm at, credit cards, close,
Yeah, Mikey has higher limits, but it's not because you're spending $15,000.
No, it's because interest and non-payments for after a while apparently fucking add up. So it's just that I've never been in this space, and we talked about this before. And you know, when we got married, financially we weren't in a bad place.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't
just
have
that
any.
Honestly, we didn't do a lot of like future planning ahead stuff.
No,
when we
and I wish we did, but we didn't even know. Like my mom, like did our taxes and like
so we've always
made
been
sure
good
that
there.
We, like
we don't owe the government about nothing,
right? Like make sure that we tracked everything, kept receipts. Like she's always kept us straight in there. But like outside of like financial planning, I definitely would have preferred to, if I would have known better, like to speak to a financial planner before we got married.
I would have invested in more when I was younger.
Got life insurance.
Like I always had a savings. Like you know my
we
little hood
had
savings.
Insurance through work. So that was another thing.
Yeah.
You had your savings.
But ultimately we didn't make enough for it to really matter.
Yeah.
Like it does now. You know, now that we're like adults with like a dependent.
A child. So I put a one because we have we're working with a financial planner. We are actively trying to dig our way to reconcile this debt, or just how we feel about money. But I didn't know what you were doing.
Listen
but
to me.
Yeah, it's the one is really for my own shame and not necessarily. It's just
the one is for that is what our year was. We had
yeah.
And as far as how we're going to improve it in the next year, we want to work with this financial planner to make sure that we are just better prepared for next year. Like,
confront
ultimately,
the shame, make more money.
Yeah. We had to make more money.
We have to increase our
income. Because we out here trying to live like a certain way. But the thing was, is like working in nonprofit or not working at all does not
do that.
A bit. And it doesn't give you the ability to actually pay off student loans. And we're actually responsible people who like take care of like the stuff you're supposed to do before you can do the stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
Or else I'd have a whole shoe closet of rare Jordans.
And I would, I don't know. I don't know
what, would you
what
do?
I would have.
Library of first editions.
Right. I would have more books.
Oh, and we'd have a place to live other than
a basement.
The bat cave.
The bat cave. But yeah, so that's how we plan to improve. We're confronting our shame and our money.
Mm-hmm, so that we can get past it.
So that we can get past it and like get on. Get on with it. You know?
That's the goal.
Okay.
I'm proud of us.
Me too. Drew.
So for Drew this year, I gave it a 5.
I gave it a 4, but I think that was just me.
Why?
Why did I give it a 4? I think it's just my fear of giving anything a 5.
Randy, you going to be that person, the person that rated us a 4 because they don't want to call anything perfect?
Yeah, but I will say 5. Drew is my... Actually, now I'm looking at it. I meant to change that because I changed communication. And I thought I was supposed to change that to 5. I was. But my initial reaction was a 4 because, no real reason. So it's a 5. Why'd you put 5 for Drew?
This child is perfect.
Yeah, she is.
I think as far as, I think we've been very clear about our intentions as parents. I think that we haven't clashed, and I don't think it's for lack of talking or coming into or having conversations about raising a child or even what we're doing to her or mm-hmm. with her. It's just because we're on the same page, which makes me happy. And, you know, we detail a little bit more in our mini episodes on Patreon when we talk about stuff with Drew. And we're going to get into some more stuff, you know, even this month, which I'm excited to talk to you about. But she's happy. She's healthy.
Yeah.
People see her and wonder why she's so happy.
She's confident. She has a lot of personality.
She has great women around her.
Yeah. She is loved.
Extremely.
She does not nosy. Know.
She's looking at us right now.
She doesn't care where we live in. Hey, Doc.
She is, I don't know. She was more than what I dreamed she would be, I guess. And yeah. I'm just like really, I'm happy. I'm not going to get emotional right now talking about my daughter because I don't do that.
Yes, you do. He does it a lot, actually, y'all. She's great. I'm so in love with her. I tell you all the time, I don't have no loyalty. Like somebody messed with Drew. Guess I don't know you no more. Like, guess that's it. Bye,
how
mom.
You cut off your mom.
I don't.
Not saying that you have.
No, just, I'm not saying that I have.
I'd be willing to.
Right. I don't feel no type of way about it, but she's great and she's definitely been a light throughout this whole, this whole year.
Oh, God.
Don't say Randy me. I'm trying to have a moment with you about your daughter.
She just makes me happy.
Yeah, she's great. And like all the things that are supposed to be hard, like coming home after work, I get so recharged spending time with her.
Yeah, she was supposed to drain us.
That I like deal with, not at my job, but like, and I'll talk about this in my indie coming up, but like just the research I have to do. People are crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. And with this impeachment hearings going on and.
The world is crazy. Y'all can look back on y'all 2019. You know what happened this year.
Yeah, it's just good to come home and like see her happy and alive and vibrant. And yeah, so she's a 5. And I just intend on keeping her that way by checking myself, therapy.
Being intentional about the stuff that you do.
Intentional, introspective.
Aware.
Yeah. So that's the best thing I can do for her. And so that's what I want to do.
And I will continue to protect my daughter in a way that makes sense. I'll continue loving her for her. Acting like I care. And caring.
Right. Right. All right. And communication.
Communication. I gave communication a 4 this year.
I gave it a 5.
Okay.
I gave it a 5 because we really should be together after this year. We should have some other family out in Beaufort. And I should be with
my mama. I need to apologize because I gave it a 4 for the same reason you just gave it. I can't be perfect.
We've done our best.
This year, yes, yeah, you're right.
We've done our, y'all. We shouldn't be together.
We shouldn't be together, actually. We shouldn't be together. You shouldn't want me anymore. You're right. I don't like it. But you think it was purely communication?
What?
that kept us?
Like, I think that we realized that we at least had to talk to each other. And despite really going a chunk of the year not seeing each other, like, it's different when we're both working these traditional hours, in quotes, but like, we didn't see each other often.
Yeah, I forgot. It was somebody else talking to who was a developer. And he worked nights. His wife worked daytime or whatever. So he was like, they were like strangers in the night or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was always just passing by.
And we had a baby. We had a newborn.
Yeah, because of that, he had like quit his job or something. And that's when he like moved. Like, it was
difficult.
Yeah.
And I think that considering that the podcast continued the whole time and we still like each other and managed to have sex somewhere in there.
Yeah, a couple times.
And Drew is healthy and happy. Nobody's had the cops called on them.
No.
Like, this could have been one of them types of situations, and it absolutely wasn't. So that's why I rated it a 5, because I think it shows heart and discipline and like and love for each other despite, like, everything else, or in spite of. Just regardless.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So how we can improve or keep this up next year, I would like to communicate in a different way. So in the sense of like vacationing, communicate in a more flexible way. I'd like to talk less. We talk a lot. Mm-hmm. And like, I know when we've talked a lot when I'm tired of talking. And you know, it take a minute for me to get there. I'm tired of talking.
What is making you say this?
Just, I am.
Okay.
I'm just tired of talking to you. And
what does he mean by that?
We talk a lot. We've had to talk a lot this year because we couldn't do nothing else. We couldn't go nowhere. We couldn't have sex. We couldn't see each other. Mm-mm. So like, we're talking and I don't want to talk no more.
You want to do.
Remember when my car broke down on my way to school and I had my classmate in the car with me?
Mm-hmm.
And the trip that's supposed to take 10 hours took 24 because my 1999 Nissan Sentra had battery issues and we got stopped in the middle of Ohio on the side of the road. And we didn't talk to each other for a week after that. I shit you not, because we was in the car for 24 hours with these car problems, dealing with these white dudes fixing the car. They were tow truck people, but they said they could do the battery and like we had no other options. And so like, it was dramatic. And it was her birthday. So we talked, like, I would see her. I would see her and we would literally like, love you from afar, get out my face. We did not talk because it was like, it's been too much.
So that's what you want.
That's
you
where
want
I am.
Us to distance ourselves from
talking.
Conversation.
I'd rather save the talking for the podcast and spend time having sex, watching TV, doing other things that don't require vocal communication between us two.
This whole thing is turning me on.
I just want you to know that's where I am.
Thank you so
like,
much.
Like, I think
for
we've
that.
Mastered the talking. I mean, not saying that we're done.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But, like,
I get it.
You know, just this year, let's not talk. Okay?
Just say less. You gotta tell me.
Okay, how about you?
I'm all for your plan, baby.
Okay.
You lead, I follow.
All right. And lastly, the podcast on the scale of 1 to 5.
What'd you put?
I put 4.
Same.
Why'd you put 4?
This time I didn't put perfect 5 because I like what the podcast has become. We've had some, you know, heart to hearts about this. I like what it is for our audience. I think that everything our podcast stands for, communication, vulnerability, fighting clean, all of that is very important. I think that it's healthy conversation that we're having. I just don't think we went about it in the healthiest way of maintaining this podcast.
That's my exact reason.
This year, you had to carry a very heavy workload with this podcast because, as we discussed, I wasn't here. Everything else that we've been doing through this year, you maintained and continued editing through a pregnancy and a birth, and while she slept.
Yeah. I don't know how I did. I don't know.
The thing is that happened.
Yeah.
And while I applaud you for it and I'm very proud of you for it, I'm really glad that we were still able to record and maintain. I want to do this healthier next year.
Yeah.
There were times where, and we'll talk about this in detail
in
our podcast
future episode. Yeah.
But there were times where you did not think that this was important to me and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
I got genuinely angry that you not even because you felt that way, but that life had allowed you to even come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that you'd be wrong to feel that way, just that you were wrong in feeling that way. It's like you can't necessarily be mad. Everything is kind of lining up for somebody to feel this way. They're justified.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I'm like, well, nah, I care. But, you know, so like that's a conversation for another episode. But ultimately, next year and what we've talked about and what we've planned and the fact that now I'm working and you're working and we just have to be more smart and more intentional. And I've also become a little bit better, especially because of indies.
Yeah.
And because of the conversations that we've had with people, I actually like am becoming more like personable again, which is nice. Kind of opening myself up to the world. I've been talking to people. Like, I really want us to like just kind of change the way that it's been done, which is what we've been talking about. And so,
yeah,
that's what I'm looking forward to in the new year. Healthier way of the backside of this podcast.
Yeah. And that's literally the exact reason I put it forward.
I just want to live life with you, babe.
Yeah. It wasn't healthy. I wasn't well.
No.
Like y'all know, y'all seen the pictures, me breastfeeding Drew in his red pajama set that Mikey's sister got me when I was pregnant. She was 2 weeks out when we were still recording and editing. We did not take a break. We took a break for the Batcave. We didn't take a break after the birth.
Which is kind of fucking wild.
Like we didn't. I took a social media break, mm-hmm. like in April or May, but we were recording and editing, still bleeding, still like hunched over nursing. Like I would nurse Drew and edit. I learned how to edit with one hand.
But then we also picked up speed and added new episodes and more episodes.
So we added new episodes and we added Patreon. Patreon launched in February, mm-hmm. right before Drew was born. We forgot to launch a Patreon. We launched Patreon in February. Which is a space for extra content and just investing in us in that way. And we never talked about how like it just wasn't healthy. But I wasn't seeing it that way. And we can talk about that later. But like I was seeing it like, this is what you get. You lost your job. You had this baby. Work. Like these people don't care about these episodes. Yeah. Like being late, get them their content. You know, like this is a job. You know, this is what you can do. Since Mikey is doing everything else, you know, so.
But the entire time, still thinking there has to be a healthier approach. And we figured it out.
Yeah, we.
So we will talk about that.
So that's why I rated it a 4. Love y'all, but it wasn't. And at the same time, it wasn't done in the healthiest way.
And so this entire time, we've been talking about, we want to give y'all great content. We want to give y'all quality content.
On time content.
And trying to hit all of these things, but we haven't really set ourselves up to be successful.
No.
So that's the focus now.
So yeah. Yeah. All right. So that was the end of our check-in.
How you feel about that?
It feels good to check in. We really have to make this more of a habit, yeah. But yeah, it feels good to check in. All right. So what are your New Year's intention? Your one
intention?
New Year's intention.
Well, it does say Randy first, but I'll go.
Yes, you will. You will go, sir.
Yo, what are you talking
about? What is your intention?
I love when you get saucy after you done gave me some.
Mikey.
You act like a different person. It's so cute.
That is not true.
It is true.
I'm not a different person.
You're so saucy.
Mikey, fine. I'll be saucy if you want to be saucy. All
right. My saucy missus. I want to bring fun back. That's
okay.
My intention.
Yeah, he's been real big on that. Like,
I am bringing fun back to this relationship.
Okay.
I'm bringing fun back to this partnership. I'm bringing fun back to this family.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to revive the feeling. I want to restore the feeling.
Okay. I'm for it. Because we have not had fun.
You know what we did not have this year?
We didn't have no fun.
At all? Just name it. We had no pockets. Fun. Like, really moments. I think meeting Glenn was fun.
It was nice.
That was fun. I was like, okay, this feels like a joyous occasion. I haven't done something fun in a while.
It was like something very spontaneous because he was just like, hey, I'm in Atlanta. It was like, oh, shit.
Our first 5 hours where my mom took Drew, fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
First weekend away with Drew being at your mom's house was fun. We got in an argument. Still had fun.
What was our argument about?
Tea.
It was about
tea. Yo, we was arguing about tea bags. This is how you know.
We too fucking tired. Wait.
And it's great that we can look back and laugh at this now because it's cute.
It was bad. I even text Gang about it.
Really? What did y'all say?
None of your business, but I was mad.
No, what happened?
I just thought we was got an argument about tea, and Ashley was like, y'all tired, go to sleep. And I was like, nah, fuck that nigga. Oh, ugly ass. The yellow bee like, goddamn tea.
I believe you.
Then you took your tea out in the living room. Do you remember that? Like you, and I feel like you was clanking so loud. Like you ain't never heard you stir your tea that loud.
It's probably because I was angry. It wasn't the fuck with you.
I was like, he stirred his tea.
Nah, the cup sound louder to you now because you angry. Maybe it's you.
Maggie, you were stirring so loudly.
I remember it being, but it was so quiet. And you I was like, it's normally never this fucking quiet. Like, I should be using plastic.
We just dropped Drew out, come home arguing about some goddamn tea.
It was stupid. It was stupid.
Went to sleep, woke up with an apology.
But great weekend. It was time. Anyway. We just need, like, at least we had time to argue. We don't argue around this baby because we so busy trying to make sure we being intentional and smart about what she sees.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay. Fun. I want to bring fun back.
All right.
Especially because we have a hype child.
Yeah, she's happy, fun.
And she has to, I want her to explore and see things and go places and live.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that a baby is a sentence for you to not do nothing no more.
I agree. I think it's even like more, it's like motivation because she's seeing everything for the first time. Things that I'm not like, the cliche stuff, things you're not even moved by no more. She think
trees,
a piece of paper on the floor.
She
or
thinks
string.
Trees are the most fascinating thing in the world.
Zippers, her hands,
buttons,
like girl, she's just so mesmerized.
Like
everything.
It's a damn zipper. So yeah, fun.
Okay. My intention was more sex. More sex.
Yes, let's dive into that. And what do you plan on doing to the sex?
Well, I have an indie dropping on Wednesday about this.
Got you.
So this was already have dropped. We recorded this in advance. So you've already heard this, people. If you haven't, go back and listen to it. It drops.
Got you. Yes.
We're not used to recording in advance, so we think this is one y'all getting today, but y'all already got this one. Anyway.
Whatever. This is magic. It's podcast magic. We did not record this until yesterday.
Basically, I just want to have more sex.
And why is that?
Well, sex after a baby is like, it's different. It's so good. I feel like a different body. I don't know if she done spread me out. Things are happening. I don't know, but things are happening and I love it. And, you know, I need sex. I think that, and I say this in my indie, but like more than anybody in the world, women need pleasure. Mm. And we need sex.
Say that again.
And so more than anybody else in the world, women need pleasure.
We are in agreement.
And I think that I need to really tap into that.
I would love to tap into you. I mean, I would love for you to tap into that.
I just want to have more sex. I think if I had more sex, especially since I've stop drinking and those other things. This is the only way I'm going to be able to get some type of high or some type of like buzz. I don't even smoke, but like,
well,
you know what I mean?
After a year
like,
of depriving yourself of so many things.
And then on top of that, I've been so deprived.
You also have been deprived of as much sex as we used to have because of life.
And then sex while pregnant towards the end.
It just was weird.
Not,
it was weird, wasn't it?
She moving and shit. I can't. Then you orgasm, your uterus contract, and the baby just frees up.
You still talking about it.
You anyway, see the little feet? Can't do it.
Basically.
Can't do it.
Got you.
It's not even fun no more. Anyway. So sex. That's my intention.
Okay.
Next year. All still here and, you know, no one's nuked us because Trump is evil. All right. So thank you, babe. Engagement. How was your year? How was your year with our podcast?
Did
Please
you enjoy this
Could
this
you
year?
Tell that it was unhealthy. Okay. Then maybe we should have took a break.
If we were checking in with you right now, what would you say are some things that you would like for us to improve on? Because we are always looking for criticism because we plan on sticking around.
Yeah.
So what you got for us?
We ain't going nowhere.
Ever.
So.
How?
Any lessons learned or plans for yourself or your relationship, share, and we will share on our podcast. All right. Patreon. So we have a special voicemail from one of she's one of the people that have been on Patreon the longest. She joined right when we launched in February, and
family.
She's funny. She be dogging us low key, but
it's cool when you family.
It's cool when you family.
When you pay.
She And we love her. She left the voicemail while we were on break, and we're going to drop it right here because we feel like it encompasses everything Patreon.
Mm-hmm. We hope you enjoy.
Hey, Mikey and Randy. It's your girl, Rika, a.k.a. Sharika, a.k.a. T.T. Riri Fadrewski. Anywho, it's been a while, but I needed to give you guys a call while you were on break because you will not believe what I have to tell you. Still in Nashville, but as of December, we are relocating. I have to send you an email about all of that. But let me give you this here testimony. So I'm on FMLA because I've been in some crazy motor vehicle accidents. It's affected me both physically and mentally and a little bit spiritually. But I'm back on track, feeling better than ever. Things have just been wonderful. But in an effort to try to curb costs, I have been trying to cut out all of my quote-unquote miscellaneous expenses, i.e. Patreon. So I was on the verge of canceling, not necessarily canceling, but lowering my tier. But, you know, I like my status. I like having clout. I like the VIP line, not to be in a long line like everybody else. So before I did that, I checked my account because I just knew I was going to get a short payment and that I needed to make this happen. God came through and put that full check in it. I said, hold up. Not today, devil. Your girl is still married. Cha-ching. I had to share that with you guys because it totally took me off guard and I thought it would give you a little bit of a laugh. So all that to say, God did it and I am still married even though I was really close to separating. Not breakup, not divorce. But for sure, separating. Love you guys. Hug everybody, including Groot. Talk soon.
So that voicemail made us so happy because it really does encompass like that. The people who follow us or that are on Patreon are real people.
Are goofs.
They're real, right, goofy. Real people who really, like, it's a conscious commitment. And basically for Patreon, you get my blog posts, Mikey's Daddy Journals.
My mixtapes.
His mixtapes. It used to be really, really exclusive pictures of Drew, but she has her Instagram now, so we're revamping. That's more on that is coming soon. Mm-hmm.
Personal stuff, early access,
like unedited episodes
before everybody else. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, they get unedited episodes and production notes. So they get the meeting notes that we have before we do the podcast, or before we even record.
Yeah,
and things
people
that we
have
are,
gotten into it. It's yeah, nice.
People like the production notes. And just things that we haven't even talked about yet, they will know about all of that first. But yes, I like the voicemail because...
Was your group started off Patreon?
No, but they do listen to the podcast. Mm. So that's how we found each other. But yeah, so what was I trying to say? We love Sharika and we love our Patreon fans.
We appreciate you, Auntie Reet Reet.
And it's a commitment.
It is.
And we appreciate it. And if you feel like you can get committed to us and the podcast and the investment, what we want to do moving forward, you can join now for as little as $3. That will be changing soon. But you can join now for as little as $3. And if you can't afford that commitment and you just love us from afar, and that's fine. We do accept Amazon gift cards.
But also thank you to the people who already subscribe to our Patreon because your commitment helped us this year.
It really did. Y'all don't even know. I mean, like, that extra.
Know.
I mean, y'all know. That little extra couple hundred, definitely. It was some days we was just like, where is that? And then that's where it was.
Patreon. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We're looking forward to next year being able to use Patreon for just podcast stuff. Yeah. That would be such a big deal. And it's just so great because that's what it's for. But yeah.
Y'all gonna get some shit next year. Some shit.
Yeah,
you
we're really
me?
Excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. So. Yeah, that's the Patreon spiel.
Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
All right, fight or flight. Is it mine?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's all right. I'm sure you can whip something up real quick.
My fight or flight.
Have I been perfect?
No. Oh, I just.
Damn. That was a really quick answer.
Sorry.
And your face did not make me feel any better about myself.
Fight or flight. Jesus. I didn't prepare, and I apologize for that. you've been in a mood. Your little attitude been off a little bit, and I thought it was your cycle, but your cycles usually only happen in October and April. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this, so this isn't necessarily like a real fight.
Okay.
Kind of like you're not unprepared for this conversation.
I am. What are you talking about?
But you've been a little moody, and I know it's because of like your stress. I know you're stressed because you want a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And the job you have now has allowed you to stop driving and given us some breathing room. And now it definitely helps that I have a full-time job. But I know that you are like, you're stressed. And sometimes when you get stressed, you get moody. And it's sad. And it hurts my feelings. Because I be trying.
No, you're right.
And you be moody. And I know that that's like, that's marriage. And that's living with someone that's going through their own shit.
And you do the same.
And I know you were going to say that. And I do the same.
No, I'm saying I understand what you're...
Yes.
I get it.
And I do the same to you.
I just not
And you're constantly not, checking me on
yeah,
that.
It's just... No, it's,
Tone, Randy. What's wrong with you, Randy? Go take a nap, Randy. Go take a nap, Mikey.
I don't want to take
some
a nap.
Water, Mikey.
I want sex.
For your vitamins, Mikey. Huh. I don't want to fuck you when you moody.
Why not? You know... Secure to everything.
That's what Brittany was like. Mikey needs some head. I don't care what Mikey needs.
I do. But see, that's the...
Because that ain't...
But why don't you care what I need?
You ain't giving up head energy. Nobody want to get head to you when you acting like that.
What's head energy?
When you acting right.
But you can shift the energy at any point if you'd be like, just go sit down.
I don't want to get...
I'd be like, oh.
I don't want to.
Oh, watch my attitude is...
Well, how changed. About your attitude change first, sir? How about you have a better attitude to get head?
You're right. But having a positive, great attitude every day didn't get me head every day. I'm just saying. That's all I'm just saying. Like, scientifically, it doesn't show that it's going to work to my benefit if I just maintain positive behavior.
It could help more than it be hurting you lately. Because you got head lately? No. Because your ass been moody.
So you've been withholding
I'm
sexual.
I've been withholding. Mike.
Stuff.
I'm not even holding
your
hand from you.
Your husband
because we've
for
been
life.
Having sex.
Because
and you
I've
won't
been
let me
leave.
Even get to there. You just throw me on the bed and do whatever you want to me. And then you leave me there and tell me go to sleep. Maybe you bring me some orange juice. I wake up at 6 o'clock. So don't be turning this on me. acting like I'm just not giving you hand. You're not letting me.
Got you.
Just putting me down. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, you've been moody and you've been hurting my feelings when
you
get this way.
Yes, ma'am.
What you gonna do?
I am going to fly from this one.
Okay.
I have apologized to you in person, but I will apologize to you.
You know, it
publicly.
Ain't real unless it's on the podcast.
It's not. So I'm apologizing to you here in this space. I love you, and it is never my intention to bring us down. And I know that when I have a negative attitude, which I am working on adjusting, that it can bring us down. I have been sad. It's a little bit more
yes.
than moody.
I mean,
dealing with
I'm not
having an existential
you.
Life crisis, like trying to figure out where I fit in the universe.
Oh, yes.
As a father and man and unemployed being.
You're not unemployed.
I'm not underemployed, sorry. And, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, how I fit into this world thing. But yeah, no, I apologize for the moodiness of it. I will work on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You okay? All right.
You were justified for that one.
Thank you.
You're right.
PDA, your go.
Oh, all right. Well, this is easy. This year, as we just detailed, we've been together since you were 15.
Yes.
On and off in certain areas, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
You.
You're stupid.
We've been through shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit since year one, really. Either separately or together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This year, with adding a child to the list of things that we've had to deal with.
And we still have a dog. BT Dub. Y'all
he
heard him
it,
in the background.
Groot made it into 2020.
Because he was teetering the line. Go ahead, babe.
Randy wanted to give him away mad
times.
I did
not. I just brought it up casually.
Casually, repeatedly,
like,
repetitively, every day.
But I'm happy we kept my baby.
Anytime he spoke-ly.
Every group, time y'all don't know this. This is the most patient dog. He will stare in front of you. He will stand in front of you for 3 hours.
Stare into your fucking soul.
3 hours, don't want nothing. He will stare right there. He won't move. And it just make you want to smash it. Get out my face.
All he wants is affection, but it makes you
want
to slap him.
Is he just stand there. Y'all, but now that Drew is mobile, this is helping a lot because now they play with each other. And this, it's helping a lot. But yeah.
I love you so much. I don't know. This year was just especially rough.
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff got thrown at us. And I was telling you the other day, I could not have made it through any of this without you.
Yeah, yeah.
You are an amazing partner. You're an amazing wife. You are tough as shit. You are strong. And I appreciate you for all that you are.
Thank you.
Really glad I married a black woman.
I married a black woman, unlike some of my critics. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
My PDA. Yeah. In terms of a year in review, you've been great. You work really hard. You're also really tough. But in these last few months, you've been really big about fun and about taking a breather. You've been really big on rest, at least for me. And that's been really helpful for me because you know that I do not think like that.
No.
I am not a rester. I'm a go, 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 go. And you like, no.
Until you die.
Go lay your ass down, go.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's been really helpful for me because I need that balance because I will just go. I'll just go until I die. You're absolutely right.
It's not healthy.
I just won't stop. And you've been making me stop. And so, I fought you sometimes on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely been necessary.
Yeah, we never talked about that podcast episode where I was like, I think we should stop.
We did.
There was a point in the conversation where you was like talking like you was going to snitch to the listeners. Like, I'm telling them that you said.
No, I say what you tell them.
That's what I'm saying.
You tell them that we.
Cause, you tell them. Cause that I'm not gonna do it. That's what I'm saying. You're not saying it like
I would never stop. I would go.
But you have to.
So all the times that we don't stop, it's because Mikey made me. But no, I've needed it. Because as we see now, where I am mentally, emotionally, physically, it's catching up to me.
And again, and as strong as you were, like I mentioned before, you also, like, you need to.
Yeah, and you've been trying to prevent a crash and burn
mm-hmm.
before it happens, and I hadn't realized that until last month when we took the break, and I finally got to stop.
Because you would be justified in crashing and burning hard.
Yeah, and you've been really trying to.
But it would do more damage to you than, no, you don't need that.
Yeah, you've been really trying to prevent that, and I hadn't realized that this whole year.
Do you remember my crash and burn?
Your crash and burn?
Yeah, at Vine Ridge.
You got sick that day?
Yeah, right. When I, during the jobs, the interview struggles.
When you had your breakdown?
Just all of them.
Yeah, it was a lot. That's about a month. And we have a child now, so I feel like.
Can't do that.
I can't. And I'm happy I'm not nursing anymore because then she wouldn't be able to eat. But now she's not nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You've been trying to prevent a crash and burn. And I'm just now seeing that. And so I appreciate you for doing your best to reel me in because I know that it's hard reeling Randy in to stop.
You're welcome, Mama.
You've been trying to tell me all year and I ain't been listening. So thank you for still telling me. Like, look, I know you're not going to listen, but I'm telling you, Randy, you need to stop. You need to stop. So thank you. All right, y'all. That is the episode.
I love you.
Thank you again for listening. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dug it. We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping Tylenol. Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.